well, it's very fitting to get this opportunity to present an award today following the presentation on the strategic plan, because the key element, one of the very important elements, especially to our external publics in that strategic plan, pertain to outdoor recreation and the opportunity for our citizens, our states, and its visitors to come in and really enjoy the outdoor recreational resources that we have in the state. And today I have an opportunity to present an award to one of our employees who works in that area, but also provides a lot of additional support to his community in the form of public service. And that is the award that I'm here to present here today. It would be the Exemplary Public Service Award from the Division of Wildlife. Now, the employee is here. He's here under a ruse. I mean, he thinks he's here to answer some questions, but he's not. So, Tim, would you mind coming up here, please? I want to say a few things and take the opportunity to recognize you for what you've done. Tim is a 25-year employee of the department. He started working for us back in 1992 on our crew in the central part of the state, taking care of our properties there. It was in the late 90s when legislation passed to create those three-day licenses that we've talked a lot about. Along with those three-day licenses came a new program. That new program was the Lower Ouahi Waterfall Access Program. Soon after that program came into being, Tim became a part of that program, was active in the initial stages of getting it going, and then later on took over the reins of that program in its entirety about 25 years ago, if I remember correctly. And it was in 2003, actually, when Tim took the reins of that program, where he manages all aspects of that Lower Ouahi Waterfall Access Program. Probably the most important thing he's done over the course of the last two decades is develop relationships with those landowners that are participating in that program. And he's a key component of the annual negotiations that go on with some of them, varying year by year, to ensure that we have good places for our waterfall hunters to go and hunt this time of the year up there. He's always looking for ways to improve those areas, whether it's getting additional pits put into place, and even this time of the year, moving a little snow so those goose hunters don't get stuck heading out there to hunt in those pits. One of the unique things that Tim did a few years ago, initially starting, I understand, with a few shells, having those available for borrow, and then realizing that if you're going to do this right, you want to compete with some of those the big-time hunters, you really got to have more than a couple shells. He worked together with decoy companies and the local sporting goods businesses to put together a trailer. Were contained within that trailer not only the decoys, but the flags and the blinds and everything else you need to be successful at that hunt. It wasn't soon after putting that trailer in place, we realized that it was pretty popular and we needed another one. So Tim went to work to get a second one in place, and if my understanding is correctly, we're working on a third trailer now. Third one's done. Is it in use now? All right. That's great to hear. So Tim does a lot of things to make that work well, but he also contributes a lot of his time outside of work, and his passion is archery, I've learned. Tim joined the South Dakota Archery Association back in the late 90s, and he currently serves as their president. He's also the head archery coach for the Hughes and Stanley County 4-H Archery Program, a board member for the Sunshine Chapter of the Isaac Walton. He's an active member of the National Field Archery Association and the National 4-H Shooting Sports Program, and a board member of the How Coda Archers Pier. Tim and his wife Tammy and son Trent, I'm not sure if they were able to make it. They were hoping to get him here, but may not have. But they are on the National Archery Tournament staff, traveling all over the country for national and world championships. Tim also designs and constructs archery ranges. And targets for various competitions. He's a range official, and he assists with the annual Ted Nugent Camp for Kids, and has worked with various states on finding ways to introduce archers of all ages to the sport. Another very popular event that we see here in Pierre, and it gets a lot of good press coverage, is the youth hunt here. And Tim is highly involved with this annual hunt for more than 20 years. He's been instrumental in planning, organizing, and the overall success of the event, which continues to grow each year and introduces hundreds of kids to goose hunting each year. As I mentioned, it's really fitting that this award comes on the heels of a report of our strategic plan, because this one really hits home. What you do at work, what you do on your own time, really contributes to the recruitment of future generations of outdoor recreationalists, while also providing great opportunities to our current cadre of outdoor recreationalists that we have. So with that, on behalf of the Commission, the Department, and the citizens of South Dakota, it's my honor to present to you this exemplary Public Service Award to you, Tim, for the efforts that you put forth. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tony, and thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Okay, let's take 10.